are not live for the Dirty 30.
We can just add the Dirty 30 whenever we get a quick second or two. Like, this could just be compiled of quick clips of maybe stuff we just record on our own. Like,
sure.
Just little, blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever.
What was that? Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Like, ba with a ba.
Da bang, da bang.
Diggy, diggy.
Set up, jump the boogie.
Set the boogie, set up, jump the boogie. Kid Rock. Fucking Kid Rock. Like, I want to say that I don't have to censor myself in my filthy fucking mouth.
It's...
because this is filth. This is the Dirty 30. All bets are off.
Exactly.
Adult content might be present.
So, the concept of Big Brother was finally made clear to me the other day.
Okay.
Bunch of people. We'll say 12. I don't know what the rules are. How many people are in it?
I don't know. A lot.
Six guys, six girls get thrown into a house, no windows. You can go outside. There's pool. God knows how many gallons of booze, whatever.
The area for all the contests and stuff that they do.
Yeah. Get thrown into a house. It's just crazy. Like, Dan.
Our friend Dan. Yeah. You may or may not know Dan.
Because, see, he had a quote. The winners of Big Brother, when they finally win, they win $500,000. I do this and this. Well, how'd you get your money? Well, I just had to sleep with a bunch of people and just lie my way on TV. Just made my family feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's true. Some shady business goes on, which I assume is what we're going to talk about on some Big Brother After Dark.
Oh my goodness, it's just a bunch of just naked dicks and tits hanging out.
Is it on like TV Guide Network?
It's on Showtime.
It's on Showtime? Mm-hmm. TV Guide Network has it too. Maybe it's like a tamer version. Maybe they edit that stuff out.
Just people walking around naked. Dropping F-bombs, fuck this, fuck that.
It's the Dirty 30 of Big Brother.
Yeah, it is. But Dan, he was saying now, after all that, happens at the beginning where everyone's just sleeping with each other, fucking their way to the top, making alliances. Said now they're down to like the final four. Just sucks. It's terrible.
Everybody in the room gone.
Yeah, I'm just ready for it to be over. All the showmances, they call them, I guess.
Yeah.
Just random show hookups. They're all over. Everyone's voted out. Now getting checked for STDs.
It's four dudes in a circle jerk right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know if they're going to let us air the Dirty 30 on Podomatic. I got to look into that.
Rated M for mature. Man, something that's rated M for mature, this new fucking console game, Diablo 3.
Right, which has been out on PC for a little while, right?
And I've heard of people playing on PC, but they say it's hard because I guess you got to click on which way you want to go. Now it's on a controller and you can just
put it on
dominate.
The console.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are talking about it. And you've played.
I have played.
With Dan.
And Dan. Dan's pretty good. We have a pretty good system going on. He's this monk. He's playing this character on his own. First off, he bought the demo. Or downloaded the demo. One person demo. He played it, liked it, bought it, started it. Then he said, oh man, I played with Trevor the other day on a co-op. It's pretty fun. Do you want to try it with me? Yeah. He was doing a witch doctor, I guess, on his own. Looks pretty cool. Looks like a voodoo guy. He's got like this...
staff.
Severed head, chunking head. And
I was hoping for like the Rafiki from Lion King, like wooden staff with like the wooden berries hanging off of it.
Yeah. Simba.
Anyway, so he's got this head, and he's cool looking and everything.
Yeah, that's his other character, but him and I on a team playing co-op, we just murder bitches. That's all it is.
Murdering bitches.
Yeah, I'm this archer, I guess. It's called a demon hunter. Diablo 3, you're pretty much walking through the gates of hell.
Sure.
So, and he's this monk, and it's like martial arts kind of chick. It's a girl. We pick our characters, and we go through the first mission. We set up all our gear, and we... look at our characters. I'm not shitting you. Dan's character, it's a monk, and she's got this, like, style about her. Like, she's kind of in a squad.
Jayling is acting this out right now.
With her ass popped out a little
physically,
bit.
It's glorious.
It reminds me, I'm not kidding you, her haircut included. It's Miley Cyrus twerking it
Wrecking Ball.
Wrecking Ball.
Okay. Is there more than Diablo 3? Because I want to cut right into the Wrecking Ball.
We can Diablo 3, check it out. If you can't buy it, at least download it for free.
I'm going to if I can.
It.
If it's on PSN, I'm going to download it.
It should be.
It probably.
Diablo 3, check it out.
PSN, by the way. Canned Possum is my PSN name.
And I'm Johnny, you know.
So, Miley Cyrus. We all know Miley Cyrus, right? Hannah Montana was huge. Humongous.
Put your hands up, play my song, yeah, and then butterflies go away.
After she leaves the Disney Channel, and she leaves the Hannah Montana persona behind, to her credit, she has had, I don't know how many, like, top 10 songs. This is coming out now, and some people have known, but I was a huge mark for some Miley Cyrus when she had, like, The Climb and Party in the USA and all these songs that came out, like, one after another, boom, boom, boom. They're huge. Like, I was working at the radio station, our local radio station, whenever this was all happening, and I had to play it, and at first I was like, I gotta play it. But then I started really liking it. Guilty pleasure, Miley Cyrus. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
And then she steps away from music for a little bit. Right, and she was gonna get into acting again, and she.
What did she do?
She did some movie. I don't remember. I've seen it, but I don't remember. And that was like around The Climb. And then she was gonna do more movies, and I don't recall that ever really taking off. So she comes back to music, and she's grown up. Not that she was necessarily real young when these songs were huge, but she's grown up now, and she's of age, and it's okay for us to. to appreciate what she brings
exactly,
to the table
exactly.
as adult men.
Yeah,
put
well,
it
was the same with fucking Britney Spears. Dan and I were at the $5 bin at Walmart, and we're digging through the CDs, and he found Britney Spears Circus. He goes, here you go, check that out. And I looked at it, I'm like, nah. Then he dug a little deeper and found her first album.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
1998.
Yeah. I'm like, that's the Britney Spears I remember.
Right. Yeah. So Miley Cyrus goes through this metamorphosis where now she's a young woman.
Exactly.
And
she is a fucking woman.
Man. Like, incredibly attractive for my liking. And
yeah.
I know I'm not
alone. She's hot.
Super hot. And she starts doing all this stuff, and she's getting all this media controversy about, you know, she got caught, like, smoking, was it K2 or was it real weed? I don't remember.
No, I think it was Salvia.
It was Salvia, that's right.
She
and
got caught
that was the first big uproar.
Well, what the fuck? Michael Phelps got caught smoking weed, big fucking deal.
Right.
This dude has how many gold Olympic medals?
Right. It's not like
he
it made him a
little
better
bit of
swimmer.
Yeah. Hey. I don't know if you know this or not, but to get high, you have to hold your breath.
There you go. No wonder he's...
Iron lungs.
Iron lung.
Michael, iron lung.
Okay, so she has that controversy, right? And that gave her a taste of what mainstream media can do to a celebrity. I don't think that it hurt her in the long run, because to me, any publicity, bad or good, is still publicity. People are talking your name... Regardless, she
plus it's
take.
Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter.
Achy,
you know what his
heart.
Yeah? Can't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart.
So
exactly,
you know. Now the twerking thing happens, right? And she twerks it up with the foam finger deal at the VMAs.
Robin Thicke, that's a
Robin
good
Thicke.
Song though. These blurred lines.
Okay. Then here we are, just weeks removed from the VMAs and that big controversy.
What was the controversy?
She was wearing flesh-colored bikini and grinding on some dude at the VMAs on public television.
It wasn't some big dude. It was a pretty bold statement, but he made it. In his music video, Blurred Lines, a sign made entirely out of balloons, it says, Robin Thicke has a big dick. You know, so...
Yeah. Okay, so now she drops the Wrecking Ball video. And I'm instantly back in the game. Because I see this video, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I wanted.
The thing is, it's such a sad song.
Oh,
it's a great song, great song, great song. I love the song. But I don't like watching that video with that song.
Okay.
So I was thinking, like, if we put the song of We Ain't Gonna Stop
Yeah, whatever it was called.
Yeah, we ain't gonna stop that song to Wrecking Ball video. That would be...
Yeah.
Ugh, best thing that ever happened to YouTube.
And this is part of what I addressed in the main portion of the show, is I have some quotes from Miley Cyrus about this video.
About her Wrecking Ball video?
Yes, and I totally agree with what she says. She's dismissed the controversy. I mean, she's naked in this video. Mm-hmm. And she insists that she doesn't understand why her saucy antics are a big deal. Because she's just having fun. Okay, so she strips down for this video, which is super hot. It's raunchy. It's headline grabbing. And
so hot.
So hot. There's this big debate. It even prompted her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, to release a statement defending her, saying, you know, I'm a song man, I'm a musician, I love all styles of music, but I come from old school, where it starts with
where
an artist.
Where mullets were cool, that's what they should say, I'm old school, where mullets were cool.
It starts with the artist and the song, and they collide together, the song and the singer and the producer and the band and listener, everything becomes one. It wouldn't have mattered if Miley would have worn jeans and a flannel shirt, or a tux, or a nun's habit. The song's a smash. Her performance vocally on the tune reflects her roots and sheer God-given talent. Which is what you said. It's a good song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, her reaction was... It says right here, I'm reading this right now, the video is so much more than that. You know, it's... If people can get past the point that she's naked... And you look at her, and you can tell that she's more broken than the song sounds, right? People can take their minds off of the obvious nudity and sexuality to it, and you see the video for what it is, it's her being completely vulnerable.
Yeah, thank you, Terry Richardson, for directing that
absolutely
video.
Absolutely, thank
My
you.
My goodness. I get it. I do. I do get it.
If you look at her eyes... And, like, she's crying, and she looks horribly sad.
Yeah.
And her voice... sounds super sad. And she said it was a lot harder, actually, to do the video than it was to record the song because she had to show that emotion, you know, physically. And for her, anything she does becomes a big deal, and it's just her having fun. And whatever people label it as doesn't really matter. She's having fun, and she always wants to switch it up. So that's what she said in this interview. I read it on Seattle PI, but it's... I think it said it was from a radio station, New York's Z100. On the Elvis Duran show. I agree. I think it shows her vulnerability. It's a broken woman.
Because how old is she? She's engaged to that...
She's 20. She's 20 now. I don't know if the marriage is going to end up going through now with... The younger Hemsworth brother.
Yeah.
Not Thor, but the little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not as good of an actor as his
brother.
What's
the new movie coming out with him? I don't know what the movie's called.
I don't
remember. Like, I was walking through, and you look at the movie poster, and you immediately think Brad Pitt. And then you get to reading it, and then, yeah, it's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. He has that young Brad Pitt look.
He does.
Which is probably why the women pine all over him. And
speaking of...
Women pining all over things. And sexuality. 50 Shades of Grey took off like a bat out of hell. What, like, a year ago,
dude,
right?
Energizer, Duracell, their sales went through the roof.
Probably.
Because women were buying so many batteries for their vibrators.
And, like, the people who make shower heads, like, Moen, is, like, reeling in the portable, like, movable shower head deal, right? Okay, so, 50 Shades of Grey got huge, and then now dead, right? They announced this movie, no one cares anymore.
Well, there's people that
care.
Well,
there's some.
But, listen to this. Bookstores are rejecting returns or used book sales.
Yeah, and I've got some quotes here from some bookstores, right? Here's one. Here at Franklin Publishing, we don't accept books that appear to be smothered in Alfredo. Here's another one from Second Time Around Bookstore. So many copies of this book have moisture-warped pages. Are they all reading it in the tub, and why? What is going on? Right? Two's a Charm Books. This is a bookstore, not a Chardonnay and Hershey syrup removal service.
At least they got the brand right.
Charlie's Nook. Some of these copies are dog-eared every few pages.
That sounds like a porn site in itself, Charlie's Nook.
Why would you read so little and then stop? You just need to get the ball rolling. That's all. Right? Fresh Brook Books. Stanley Sobbins says, I'm not sure why people who like this book also like sticky cat hair.
Ew. Ew.
And then I received one copy where the reader had used an electric toothbrush as a bookmark from Middle Books.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now?
Yes. So here is the best one, I think, and it's the last one on this list of quotes from Bookworm Central. The dude's got an awesome last name. His name is Ronald Hermading. Says, I hit the jackpot. There was another book inside. Obviously, the reader was too ashamed to admit to her friends she was reading Oliver Twist.
Oh!
That's a concept I never thought of. You're ashamed to not be reading the filth.
Right.
Like, you don't want your friends to know that you're actually reading a literary classic. You have to put the 50 Shades of Grey dust cover on it so you don't get laughed out of the break room at the office.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Fitting. Fitting. Damn fitting to the conversation, man. But, so, you know, this ties into, like, Twilight.
I hadn't seen part two. I didn't read the books.
I never read the books. We have a friend
I watched them all up until part two.
You watched them all up until part two, so you watched part one?
Yeah. In theaters.
Okay, so my girlfriend was huge into it and made me watch the first one, and then made me watch the second one.
Yeah, I'd seen them all in theaters.
At that point, I'm like, I gotta keep watching this horrible garbage. Like, the acting is real bad. The story's real bad.
At least the special effects got better. The first one was terrible.
Terrible.
They were riding around on trees, and she was on his back. It was just awkward looking.
So
it looked like two dogs getting dog knotted. It was just weird and awkward. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. At this point, I'm emotionally invested, and I have to find out what happens. It's like Big Brother last season. I have to know. So I end up watching all of them, and they suck. And I don't like any of them, but at least I know what happened. But when these movies started dropping, you had the Twilight moms. Okay. 40-plus-year-old women flocking to movie theaters to see an actor who portrays an underage teenage boy taking his shirt off. If it would have been 40-plus-year-old men flocking to theaters to see an actress who portrays a teenage girl taking her shirt off, men would be hung from telephone poles as crucifix on every street in this country. Such a double standard.
I don't know. I saw some pretty strange cats when I went and saw Parent Trap back in the day with Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan in Olney Theater.
Like, the Olney Theater with that two...
The two screens.
Mm-hmm. And they would always get movies after...
Way after.
My mom took my sister and I to see the Parent Trap.
Some shady business.
And there was some shady business going on in there.
Back row kind of sticky.
And look where she's at now.
Look where... Rehab!
Hey, is she in Machete too? I heard that's coming out.
I don't know if she's allowed to leave rehab.
Oh, all her movies, like the past two, you can see her ankle bracelet and special features.
Oh, really? It's sad that they have to add that to the special features. Like, hey, here's her ankle bracelet.
Well, they Photoshop it out.
I mean, her and Amanda Bynes...
Because they bring the set to her, because she can't leave.
She can't leave. Or couldn't at the time. Now she's in rehab, and I don't think that they probably permit that. She was at this one rehab facility, hooks up with this dude, and they have this relationship. They move the dude out to an all-men rehab facility. And supposedly, Lindsay says that she's going to be with this guy whenever they get out of rehab and all this stuff. I don't care.
No.
Time...
Bless you.
Oh, man. Snot rock at the bound.
Oh, man.
That was dirty 30.
Dirty 30. I gotta pee.
Anyway, Dirty 30 style. So we talked about Miley Cyrus, and we got into Lindsay Lohan, and then these child stars that just... It's happened since child stars were child stars, like Corey Feldman and Corey Haim hitting rock bottom for the whole world to see, you know, and Corey Haim's death, and, you know, and that was whenever we were kids. You know, and then every generation has these child stars that just crash and burn.
But look at Selena Gomez. She's in that Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers.
Yeah.
This generation, like the Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Bynes generation, I think of one exception to this crash and burn rule that really sticks out. Hillary Duff. She was huge. Because
she's
before
there
was Hannah
Montana.
Yeah. Before there was a Hannah Montana, there's Hillary Duff as
Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire. Like, she was huge. Lizzie McGuire was real big. And she is not psychotic and not abusing drugs and alcohol. She's married. She had a kid.
Hey!
Getting back into acting.
How about this? What happened to Wren Stevens from Even Stevens?
I looked her up the other day.
What happened to her?
Christy Carlson.
She made
Romano.
Braces hot.
She did.
God!
Man, she
damn.
Was hot.
Braces hot.
Did some acting on, I think, a couple, like, those crime shows or whatever that I don't watch.
Law and Order.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But she's getting into directing now.
What was the last good Shia LaBeouf movie you watched?
Holes?
I don't know.
I haven't seen Transformers because I didn't really care for Transformers as a kid.
No, the Wall Street, the Money.
Oh, yeah. Money Never Sleeps was real good.
That was real good. That was the last Shia
LaBeouf.
Props to Shia LaBeouf
for that.
Yeah. Before that, Disturbia was pretty good.
Disturbia was actually, okay, yeah, you're right.
Those two stand out for me for Shia LaBeouf.
I still like Holes. It's on my DVR.
Heard the book.
Yeah, it's probably the same thing. Sigourney Weaver was in the movie. Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey makes a return.
You were talking about him earlier. That when you were talking about him being that robot, made me think of K-Pax.
Yeah. Also real good.
Yeah.
American Beauty was real good.
Real weird, too.
Yeah,
but it was good.
Real good.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey is awesome. Like, Horrible Bosses was awesome.
How about 21?
21.
That buckhead of a teacher just gives them all of their money.
Yep. I just watched a few movies that have been out for a while that I hadn't watched. I wanted to watch them when they came out and didn't. The Watch with Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn.
I watched it up to
Jonah
a certain
Hill.
Point. Like, it was on while I was getting ready to go out.
I was
something.
Largely disappointed.
Really?
I like all the actors. Ben Stiller,
Vince
less.
Vaughn, one of my favorites.
Always.
Movie. In your Lost World movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in there.
Yeah.
Forget about him.
No. I love Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
But this movie just didn't work like I hoped. I give it like 3 out of 5. There was some good stuff, but overall, I probably won't watch it again.
The Watch gets the heavy J vote of 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I'll give it that. It might be generous, but I'm giving it the 3 out of 5.
I don't like how the Eagle gives it, like, out of 4.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. It's either halfway good, you know what I mean?
It's either bad, half good, or good.
Yeah. I'd like 5.
5. You have to have a 3 out of 5 rule.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. You can't. Dan and I played some ping pong today.
Okay.
Not live at the patio after hours. The Dirty 30. Trevor and I started. And I beat Trevor. It was a close game. We went past 21.
Oh.
And so I beat Trevor. So then Dan and I played. And I beat Dan. And it went way past 21. Like 24, 26. Then I played Trevor again. And he beat me.
Oh.
So Dan and Trevor played. And I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure Dan beat Trevor. And then we were done. And it was bugging Dan, just eating at him. You could tell. He's like, we didn't do best of 3. After we got done moving some stuff, Dan and I went and played again. And I'm not going to spoil the details. I'm hoping we can have a sit-in. Maybe get a U.S. Open ping pong match going on with Big D60.
Let's invite Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Hey, I want to see that Captain Phillips movie.
Yeah. Tom Hanks can do very little wrong. I struggle to think of a bad Tom Hanks movie. I don't watch war movies, so Saving Private Ryan, I don't know. I assume it was probably real good for what it was.
Yeah, but it was real long. It was good.
Yeah.
Band of Brothers, that's directed by, or presented by, Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks.
My favorite movie of all time was...
That's a bold statement.
No.
That's a bold statement.
That Thing You Do. Written and directed by Tom Hanks.
Doing That Thing You Do. Yeah. It's like the Beatles, kind of.
Same era, but it's an American band.
Boy band,
has
pretty
a
much.
One-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Great movie, written and produced by Tom Hanks. Also, he's in it. I wouldn't say stars in it, but he has a pretty major part in it.
My favorite Tom Hanks movie, I don't know.
You've got mail?
No. Well, see, Turner and Hooch was awesome.
Turner and Hooch was good.
But I like Big. I love Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump's amazing.
Tom Hanks does no wrong.
Right.
That's why Captain Phillips is going to be awesome.
The Burbs?
I don't think I've seen that.
You need to. Put that on your list also.
All right, I'll write it down.
Another movie that I watched that I thought was really, really, really good until the end, Now You See Me.
Got my iPod stolen, though. Fucking bastards. Dan and I were playing Diablo 3. He stops, pauses, he's like, did you hear that? No. It's like, I thought I heard like a somebody antagonizing one of the cats at the window.
Creepy.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. We do our thing, playing Diablo 3, and we go outside to smoke a cigarette. I get my cigarettes out of the Jeep. My door's closed, but it's not shut. So, open it, and yeah, iPod and charger gone.
Bummer.
The worst part, I'm not mad about it. You know, it's shit happens.
Yeah.
What I'm most upset about is that there's music on that thing that I don't have anywhere else.
Yeah.
There's a band from Alney called May You Die in Ireland. They were together maybe a year, and they wrote two really good songs. One, like, a Battle of the Bands. Yeah. One Battle of the Bands had a couple songs recorded, and I had those two songs that they had professionally recorded. Gone.
Gone.
That's what I'm most upset about. Yeah. Not that it got stolen. Because I had some of the Kinnison. I mean, they're coming out with a new album pretty soon.
It's out.
It is out?
It came out September 2nd.
Oh, the Kinnison.
Yeah.
Didn't you say something about Taft is on the dime?
Taft is on the dime. The lead singer from the Kinnison, Chris Lewis, and I. Hopefully he's listening to this because he likes this kind of stuff. But
I'm into it.
We had study hall together in high school whenever his band was starting to get to take off. We were sitting at study hall, and I remember he would always write songs, and he'd always be writing stuff down. He asked me if it was on the dime, like what president's face was on the dime. And I told him what I thought. He said, no, it's Taft. it's Taft.
It's Taft.
So then he just wrote down, yep, that's what it's going to be called. And like he wrote down, Taft is on the dime for the title of this song. Good stuff. Inside story. Good dude, Chris Lewis.
Good dude.
In L.A. right now.
I know. He came back to Crawford County for a little bit, and he was hyping up this music that he was working on.
Mm-hmm.
He had me listen to a few songs from it, but nothing more ever came about it. It was called Mama and Her Glow. Something like that.
Something like that.
Oh.
It was good stuff.
It was good stuff.
He recorded another EP in Canada with Bub Nye. And another album, something about baby raccoons or like I don't remember what it was called, but it was more like indie folk music, like totally different than what the Kinnison was and became.
Talking about local music though, I have the inside scoop of a local music project going on. The singer, she goes by the name of Danger. The song, her and her guitarist Dave.
It's an acoustic song.
Really, really good.
Really good.
They're in the works right now. I have a little preview for it. Probably post it separately,
yeah,
aside from the Dirty 30, because it's a rough cut. It was the first time they'd ever played it in front of anybody. The song's called Sweet Mary, so look for it on our Facebook page.
Maybe we can post a link or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Get it out.
At least a little rough cut preview.
Yeah. And if you have a band and you're listening to this right now and you're from around the area or you know people around the area.
Or if you're playing somewhere close, we'll put it on our concert dates. Yeah.
Hit us up. We'll be more than glad to put that out there for you because I try to support local music as much as I can.
Yeah. You know? I just like to be an outlet. Something mm-hmm. people can listen to. Just.
Yeah. It kind of ties into the Curtain Jerkers segment that we're going to have on future episodes with some local independent wrestlers. Just good guys that are trying to get their name out there. Whatever we can do, you know.
And they're just trying to do what they like to do, just like we're trying to do what we like to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
We want this to succeed, and we can't succeed if it wouldn't be for you guys. So we need your feedback, we need comments, we need likes, we need...
Share things.
Yeah. Pass things along. Comments, we'll put them on the show.
Yeah. If you have an idea for a segment or something that you want to
talk
about.
Yeah.
If you have a segment that you want on the show, we'll find time.
Exactly. You could even have your own bit. I know plenty of characters.
Oh, man.
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
I have a picture of Ted Nugent.
Do you?
Yes. I saw him in the living flesh today.
Nice.
Ted Nugent.
You got to get into this. We go to Moonshine yesterday morning for burgers. A couple of the wrestlers that we're friends with are moving to Iowa. So they're moving next week. We wanted to go hang out with them one more time before they left and eat some moonshine. So we did. And if you've ever been to Moonshine, like once or twice, and maybe you didn't drive or you had some shady directions, it's not the easiest place in the world to find. And they do their best to put some signs up, right? They're little, tiny, 2-inch by 6-inch signs hanging on power lines.
Painted with letters.
Painted. And so we're driving, and we take a wrong turn, and we get situated. And we discover the truth behind the signage and Moonshine. And Jayling is going to fill you in on how this really happened.
Moonshine has a population of 2. We got good old granny that cooks the burgers. Her name's Margaret.
That's what it is right now.
We really don't know her name. We're calling her Margaret.
Margaret.
Margaret takes the orders, cooks the burgers. Well, she's got that crazy brother that lives down the road named Ted.
Ted!
They were trying to get more people to come eat those moon burgers down there at Moonshine General Store.
Yeah.
And they were trying to figure out how they could attract the public. So they're going to make signs hanging them over the telephone lines.
Somebody let Ted paint.
Ted ended up painting on the sign. Nooshin. Nooshin.
Nooshin.
Come here for the Nooshin burgers. So now we got good old Nooshin. And I was leaving my buddy Trevor's house today, and I saw Ted Nooshin. And
we're gonna post this picture. That is Ted. Ted. Who let Ted paint?
Who let Ted paint? Goddamn Ted Nooshin.
Ted. You can't let Ted get the paint. Last time he painted the signs, he wrote Nooshin on them.
Goddamn Nooshin.
So we're driving, and then we think maybe the people that live on the way to Nooshin are tired of people knocking on their doors saying, where's Moonshine at? So they make the signs and hang them up.
And take down Ted's signs that say Nooshin and take them the right way to Moonshine. Oh, that day was terrific.
It was good.
I myself had Moonshine. I got a double bacon cheeseburger.
Same.
And I put tomato, and I put mayonnaise on one side of the bun, and then on the bottom side of the burger, I put mustard. Got a bag of chips and a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And that hit the spot.
That was so good. And it was such a nice day out weather-wise. Mm. So good. Sitting outside. It was packed, too. Packed.
It was packed.
Hilt. With folks eating Nooshin burgers.
Ted Nooshin.
Ted Nooshin. You gotta post that picture.
I will.
To the Not Live from the Patio page. So that everybody can see Tayan.
I'll post it now.
Post it now. I think it's about time to wrap up the Dirty 30 for this week. Thanks for listening. If you didn't listen to the main part of the podcast, go back and do it again.
Please do. Please do. And like and comment. And
share.
Share.
Get it out. And make sure that you come back next week for another Not Live and another Dirty 30.
Hey. And I'm going to fuck her with my Vans on.
With my Vans on.
Look it up. T-Mills.
T-Mills.
Till next time.
On it. Till next time. I'm Heavy J.
I'm Jay Ling.
And you've been listening to
The Dirty 30.